Orla per Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3:3. We continue on the same topic here of the bittel of fabrics made of material that is Asr Bahana, but we move away from Orla and we talk about other kinds of textile or thread that could be forbidden from getting a benefit from. So we're going to have three cases for starters. The first is going to be the hair that comes from a bechor, or the wool that comes from a bechor sheep. So a bechor is a firstborn cow, goat, or sheep, and the Torah requires that if it's a male firstborn cow, goat, or sheep, then it must be brought as a korban, as a bechor, and as such, it's certainly forbidden to get any benefit from that animal. And the Torah is explicit about that. If the bechor has a mum, it has some sort of permanent blemish, so then it won't be brought as an offering. It still, however, cannot be worked or shorn, and the shearing of a bechor animal, even if it's a bal mum, even if it can't be brought as an offering, is forbidden by rabbinic enactment to be asr bahana, that the shearings are forbidden to get any benefit from, at least midrabbanan, even if it fell out. So that being the case, the Mishnah will say, ha'oreg malo ha'sit mitzemer ha'bechor ba'beged. If one weaves even one sit breaths amount of wool from a firstborn male sheep into a garment, so then, since it's forbidden to get benefit from that single thread or that, and Reb Meir holds it's not going to be batel because it's a significant amount of thread, one malo sit, so yidalek ha'beged, the whole garment must now be burned. Similarly, if you have mise'ar ha'nazir, if you have hair that came from a nazir, the nazir is a person who commits, amongst other things, not to cut his hair, and then after the period of his nazir is over, let's say 30 days, he will shear his hair, and then the pasuk specifies his hair should be put under the pot in which his korban shlamim is cooking. So the Torah forbids any other use of the nazir's hair. So here we're talking about if you take that nazir's hair and you use it to make sackcloth out of, or similarly, if you take the hair from a peter chamor. Peter chamor is a donkey, that's a firstborn donkey male, so the halacha there is it's not brought as a korban, as the firstborn cow, goat, or sheep, but it has to be redeemed and exchanged essentially for a sheep. So until that happens, the hair on the donkey is forbidden to get any benefit from. After the exchange happens, it'll be permitted. But in the meantime, it's forbidden, and therefore, if one takes a hair from a bechor, firstborn donkey, and then weighs it into fabric, the similar restrictions will apply. Here the Mishnah says inside, umasa'ar ha-nazir, if you take hair from a nazir, or mipeter ha-chamor, from a peter chamor's hair, and you put it basak, and you put that into some sort of sack. Sack is made of more coarse material, like hair from a goat or hair from a person. Yedalek ha-sak, the whole sack needs to now be burned, at least according to Reb Meir, because it's not batel in any amount, and although, of course, these items are not listed on the list of things that are Devarim Shemminyan, he holds anything that's sold by unit like that would be considered to be chashuv, significant, and can't be batel. Now, as far as the Chacham go, by the way, this is worth thinking about for a second. The Chachamim don't agree. They say it's not on the list, thread, the length of a sit, and therefore it should be batel. And that being the case, if one weaves the hair that came from a person or who's a nazir or a chamor or the wool from a bechor animal prior to being offered, even if it's a bal mum, and prior to it being shechted, by the way, I should have spoken that out, once the bechor bal mum has been shechted, it's permitted to get benefit from the hair, but that's not our case. So the chum say those things are batel. And that being the case, the question is, at what ratio, how much permitted threads for every forbidden thread or forbidden hair do you need to make the whole mixture permitted? So previously, in the previous Mishnayos, we had said you need 200 times for the threads that were dyed with Orla, but Orla carries that special rabbinic 200-time requirement. As far as these things go, while they are forbidden, there's no, the bittel of them isn't at the 200 level. That's unique to Orla and Kilah HaKerem. In fact, this is a simple case of min bamino. It's hairs with other hairs, or threads with other threads, and it's yavish b'yavish. There's no exchange of flavor. Each hair is discrete. There's no, there's one isn't, you know, conveying part of its hairy molecules to other hairs, if you will. And that being the case, the rule is, as I said in the Hagdama, a simple yavish b'yavish mimbamino mixture requires bittel barov, a simple majority. So as long as you had two permitted threads for every one forbidden thread, according to the Chachamim, the whole garment is permitted. Okay. Uvumukdashim. Now, if you have hair that comes from a hektish animal, that would mean like a bechor, that was offered to the Mizbeach. And the truth is, by the way, the same way that the bechor's hairs are restricted before it's offered, that's true for any animal, any korban, I should say. And if you have an animal being brought as a chatas or asham, etc., also you can't shear it. But once it's been offered, the bechor or any other animal for that matter, the hair is totally forbidden because it's kachim. And that being the case, mekachin b'kol shehein, they confer the iser in any amount. Meaning, the previous part of the Mishnah had said you need to have a significant amount of thread for it not to be batel according to Rav Meir, and that significant amount was a melosit, the distance between your index and middle finger. But once you're talking about hair from an animal that was brought in the mizbeach, so then it's in any amount forbidden because it's the sanctity's up amount, and therefore at any amount it's forbidden.